This is the A2R Recovery Service podcast. Copyright Dave Cooper, all rights reserved.
Hello, my name's Dave Cooper, and I want to welcome you to another podcast in the Alternative to Rehab Recovery Programme series. Today I wanted to take a look at the idea of your state, and I want to say that it starts with your state. I want to say that everything that we do that's effective recovery practice starts with a look and an understanding of what state or feeling we are in. When we check out ourselves, what state are we in? Now, I was thinking about this the other day, and I was thinking, I've done a podcast on the AAA, the Awareness, Acceptance and Action, and that's the practice. And that what was needed was probably some more recognition of why that is so effective. What is it about that that really makes that effective? Well, it's because it starts with you. And so really this may be called the foundation of the Awareness, Acceptance and Action idea. And the rest of this broadcast will actually focus on the background of why AAA is so effective, which is actually to deal with our state. So what is our state? Well, it's any sense of how we are. It's a feeling, it could be anger, it could be fear, it could be sadness. Whatever you see when you look inside, when you check out, how am I doing? What's happening at the moment with me? Then that could be called your state. Now, what usually happens? Well, things happen in life. We experience a surge of something and we act out on that feeling. More things then happen and we then try to deal with or avoid the consequences of all of that. So that's a typical transaction. You can put your own details in there. It's all the sort of stuff that happens that often leads to more addictive kind of acting out and so on. So what am I saying? I'm saying the first thing we need to do is own our own stuff. Now, this happens just the same as with resentment. If you look at any kind of good practice around the Freds that we did, and I recommend that you listen to that as well. Fear, resentment, strong emotion, dishonesty, selfishness. That's the Freds. And you'll notice just the same way, it starts with owning that. I am angry. I am afraid. Well, this is the same. It's the same, but I just wanted to really focus on it today and say, I want you to repeat that like a mantra. You know, it starts with your state. Whenever you're in a place of confusion or a place of really strong feeling where you're tempted to act out in an unuseful way, a way that you'll probably regret later on, if you can have the presence of mind to just stop, to just take yourself away, get out of the place physically if you can, and ask yourself, what is my state? What am I actually feeling at the moment? So first things first, we need to own our own stuff. So owning our own stuff then starts with our state. It's not the same thing as saying that others are not in the wrong, or agreeing with what's being done, or saying that it's our fault or something. It's very important to understand that your effective practice is not the same as agreeing with something or putting up with something. It's just a good start. It's just a good place to start. Now, the difficult part of this, of course, is avoiding the reaction and employing the response. Just think about that for a moment. I know this is at times extremely difficult to do, but we still have to try and tackle it. I'll just say that again. The difficult part is avoiding the reaction and employing the response. Just take a moment to talk about the difference between those two. Because a reaction, whilst being authentic and whilst being true, it comes from the unconscious. It comes from deep down within. It can be out before you've even realised it sometimes. A response is considered. It's conscious. You constructed it. It's yours. But it's yours in a way that says, how do I want to behave in this situation? It's considered. And that's the important thing. And of course, that's also the very difficult thing. It's having the presence of mind to take charge of your situation by owning your own stuff. Now, this does take practice and commitment. And the most important thing to remember when you try this sort of thing is that you will not get it right every time. For more on getting your attitude right, towards not getting your attitude right, see the recovery box in this series. Again, I've covered this through that podcast. So let's get to the practical side of this. The practice is to use any situation of confusion or intense feelings and to ask yourself, what is my state at this moment? Now, I want you to know that once you direct your attention towards your own feelings, with an understanding that your recovery comes first, the intensity of the problem will be reduced. So you've already done a good thing. I want you to get hold of that idea. Just by locating your focus internally and asking yourself, what is my state, you've already reduced the size of the problem. And you will be able to manage your behaviour much better. Things will work out better, even though you've done nothing except look at yourself. Let's say, for instance, you have a problem with anger. Although this practice works with any intense feelings, or even if you're just confused and you don't really know what you're feeling, any kind of feelings that have led you to behaviour that you have regretted in the past. Now, let's look at this anger and say, well, yes, it needs to be processed. But the temptation that you might have that this good processing will somehow happen if you act out of the feeling and change someone else's behaviour and their feelings, this can become habituated to the point that you may never actually look at yourself. This is a typical addictive practice. It's when we become convinced that if we could only get them to change how they are, if only he wouldn't say those things, if only she wouldn't do those things, if only this wouldn't have happened, I would have been okay. Well, maybe that's true in some cases, but mostly we have to look at ourselves. And the bottom line is this: you won't really grow into authentic recovery without self-analysis, without you looking at yourself and saying, what state am I in? How can I manage myself better? You know, it always amazes me that the more self-centered a person becomes, the less they include themselves in their own view. This seems incredibly ironic to me. We think of ourselves as being incredibly self-centered, and that's true. You'd think we'd be right in the middle of everything we think about and look at, but in fact it's the opposite. The more self-centered a person becomes, the less they look at themselves. It's quite fascinating to me to watch this as I come up with a new client and I start to work with a new person and I see it all over again. Everything becomes an outward expression. Everything is looking outwards at the rest of the world, a reaction to how well or how badly the world is conforming with their own needs and wishes. It's just a fascinating thing, especially, look, if we compare this with a good recovery attitude, just look at the difference, because this attitude includes yourself in your own view, because you're asking self-reflective questions like, what's it like to be around me at this time? And the first response to difficulty is not to try and change someone else and shout at them or try and manipulate them, but to look inwards at your own state and is ready to own it and to process it. As I said earlier, the main way this fits into practice is covered in another podcast, which is the AAA podcast, Awareness, Acceptance and Action. But today, I wanted to help us get really focused on our own stuff and understand the reasons that this has to be so to help us move forwards effectively. When we were unrecovered, just think back. We're in the middle of our addictive behaviour, whatever that happens to be. we often linked our unhappiness, our ability to recover, all this important stuff, we linked it and connected it with what someone else did or said. Now, it's no accident that we were unsuccessful in our recovery through this period. That's not an accident. That's not a coincidence. That's because of our attitude. That should help us understand how incredibly important our own attitude is in our own recovery. To hang our success on the actions of another is to enter a world of frustration. Let me say it again. To hang our success on the actions of another is to enter a universe of frustration. Do you enjoy frustration? Well, just go ahead and do that and you'll feel it. Because people will not do what you want them to do. The world is not going to change to suit you. Once we get focused on ourselves, we bring down the level of frustration to a manageable level and we begin to make progress. I have seen it 1,000 times. There is a recovery principle here, and I want to finish with this. No one has to do anything, say anything, or believe anything in order for you to recover. Now, I just want you to listen to that again to really underline this. This is a recovery principle. No one has to do anything, say anything, or believe anything in order for you to recover. Now let me put that another way, from the other side. I want you to say this. I can recover, no matter what anyone does, thinks, or says. You see that's coming from the other way? Now, try saying that yourself. I can recover, no matter what anyone does, thinks, or says. Did you believe it when you said it? Say it again. Say it until you understand why you don't believe it, and then change that belief. Do you realise you can do that? You made that belief, you can change it. You need to believe this recovery principle. No one has to do anything, say anything, or believe anything in order for you to recover. Okay, well, I hope that really helped you get a good basis for going on to look at things like awareness, acceptance and action, the recovery box and all the rest of the podcast and the material that's up here. So until next time, bye for now.